Yo, what the fuck is up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Kill the Mockingbirds. I'm your host, Sean Chris, along riding shotgun with me. What's up, man?
What's up, Joel Thomas? Brat, brat. You know how we do it.
Yeah, we took a little week off. I mean, we had a lot going on because we're trying to build this into something incredible. We got a lot. This is probably a little hiatus. This will be the last time, not forever, but that you'll hear me and Joel by ourselves. We're getting a lot of good guests. Got a lot of good ones booked up for the next at least 8-10 weeks. So we're gonna continuously just try to bring some good guests. You'll still hear some good episodes with me and Joel just chopping it up every now and then. But savor this one because it will be a while. You're gonna be getting your mind blown for a while with some great stuff,
man. It's gonna be crazy, bro. Like, I can't wait. We got some fire guests. Like, we still got more guests that are locking in too. We're just gonna have a myriad of topics for them, because look, man, like, we're here to give you a conspiracy fix, but that means a lot with us. Like, we're not just government conspiracies, man. We're into cryptids, we're into the paranormal. It all ties together, bro. Like, that when people realize, like, you know, Stranger Things, like, that's a real thing. Like, they are trying to weaponize the paranormal. And I know that for a fact, just because of some stuff that I just recently went through, which people will find out, you know, in the next couple months. But it's true. Like, a lot of these things that you see are all tied in together. Yep. Like, it literally is. So, you know, whether you're on one side of the spectrum or the other side of the spectrum, we're going to bring it all together with this podcast. And we got a myriad of guests that are going to be from all walks of life, all different, you know, parts of conspiracies. And I think that's just going to be good for everybody, man.
And you got to remember, the ultimate red pill is the truth inside yourself of who you are and how you could make yourself a better person. That's the truth a lot of the red pill people try not to take. You know, they want to, like, see about the cryptids or crazy conspiracies or the CIA this. But really, everything comes down to looking inside yourself and making sure that you're making the best moves for you as a human being. You know, that's the real red pill, is being one with yourself in God and the world.
And taking that red pill is also feeling uncomfortable, because it's that cognitive dissonance. Once it kicks in, if you're a true truth seeker, when that kicks in, don't get immediately defensive. I'm learning that, you know, more and more as I get older, but I'm realizing that I don't get as defensive now, especially if something starts busting my ego down a little bit. Definitely. About something I thought I knew, because then I got to start looking at it from a different spectrum. Like, hey, maybe there's some truth to what they're saying. I need to look into this, because that's when you start breaking down those walls, man, because you don't realize, the more you go down these rabbit holes, the more walls you break down, and you start realizing, like, man, like, I really don't know anything. Yep. That's why, like, when you're a rookie in the red pill game, man, you think you know so much. And then 5-10 years later, you're like, whoa, like, I knew nothing back then.
Yeah.
Like, what I knew back then was nothing compared to what I know now.
Yeah, you get so many more tools, man. Like, just to see, and just, you kind of learn, I don't know, from experience being younger, and then just thinking, like, oh, it's all these guys on this side. And then you start noticing there's all kinds of different fractions and different things that kind of are entangled together. Like, you're talking about paranormal with Stranger Things and actually being weaponized. And that's, like, real things that do happen. But you don't necessarily, when you first get into the game or you start realizing things are not as they seem, you don't always connect the dots. And the longer you do, it's like anything. You know, you can't figure it all out when you're 19 or 20, 25 or 30. Even if you're just figuring things out at 40, 50, 60, like, you got to remember, you were propagandized, you know, and people are putting you into these, and you just got to constantly be okay with being wrong. I think that is the best sentiment we always going to keep saying. You're going to hear us say that a million times. It's okay to be wrong.
No, and also, man, have love for everybody too, because everybody's not on the same road as you. You're right. Propagandized and in being propagandized, you're brainwashed. You can't be mad at somebody for being brainwashed. They're only going by what they know. And until that moment happens where they start seeing something a little different, like something happens to them personally, where they're able to kind of break free from that, you can't blame them for feeling that way, man. Some people get so mad at people that are brainwashed, and you really can't get mad at them, man, because we were all brainwashed at one point. We're still brainwashed to some extent. We still don't know everything, and we're still only going by, you know, even though when I'm looking at history, right, I know that history's a lie, like, for the most part of what they told us. But I, for me to seek the truth, I still have to seek through history to try to find the truth. So you're still wading through the brainwashed history. You still don't know at the end of the day.
Yeah, especially like, you know, all kinds of different people have made you know, accusations, like there's millions of things that, like, different perspectives. You might find one book that tells you one thing, and then you read this other book that's like, well, it's a counter argument to it, but they make a good point. And you just kind of like, kind of not. That's why I think the ultimate red pill is really just like being one with yourself and God, and like kind of just being able to be okay with things, being okay with being wrong, being okay to not know everything, because we're not going to know everything. We don't even know all the news reports that are going, you know what I mean? How many channels do you follow that have a million different, like, you know, you're like, oh man, I didn't even know that was going on over here. Like, I know that in the Netherlands are having a big old protest, you know, about some of that climate shit. What's it called? They're trying to get their farmers to use 30% less nitrogen, I think, or something like that. And they're up in arms because obviously people are going to lose their livelihood.
A lot of the farms too. Mm-hmm. They shut a lot of farms down. That's why they were protesting. Have you seen any of the videos? They had like the farmer trucks like blocking the police stations and everything. So that was pretty wild to me. I mean, at least people are stepping up and pushing back, right? Like there's that part of it. I don't know how much power that they have unless they, you know, stay at it. It's tough. Yeah. But I know from what I saw, that in the Netherlands, they had to back off of some of a lot of the stuff that they were trying to implement, because these guys were like, nah, man, like, we're some good old boy farmers. Like,
well, plus you're taking their livelihood. It's one thing to, it's one thing to just go and be like, oh man, you know, we're going to do these laws. But when you're taking people's livelihood, man, they're not going to be too fond of that, man. Especially like not being able to make a living. And they're like, man, this is all we do. You know, you're talking about generations and generations of people just all farming, not just like, oh, I thought I was going to farm today. Like, this is like decades and probably centuries in some cases of families having that farmland.
Yeah, man. I mean, but that's just, you know, that's what's going on. That's the next move, right? One of the moves. There's many of them going on at once, but that's the next move, is the big climate push and, you know, everything that's going on in France right now, too, with all the, you know, climate change, everything going on there with them not letting people outside. Like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I got a clip of that, actually. I'll show people. This is a little 30-second clip of what's going on in France right now.
Parts of France have banned outdoor events and resistance celebrations as a record heat wave sweeps across Europe. The Bordeaux region reached 40 degrees this week, resulting in large public gatherings being cancelled due to safety risks. Private events such as weddings are still permitted. Scientists say heat waves are becoming more intense and longer lasting in Europe. Temperatures are forecast to peak over the weekend. Spain, Italy and the UK are experiencing similarly extreme weather.
Understand, it's 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 degrees. Like in Arizona, 104 degrees is like what, 12 o'clock? Like, you know, midnight? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and then you got to start thinking about why, like, it's getting so hot in these places that it doesn't normally get hot either, man. You start digging down that hole too. You start looking at, you know, weather manipulation, which they're already in the past couple of years coming out and admitting that they're using forms of weather manipulation to stop climate change, which is hilarious. But I think they're actually implementing a lot of it too. Like, these are places where, yeah, it doesn't get this hot. Why is it getting this hot? Why are there, you know, even this past year, why were there snowstorms in places that you would never see snow? Like, you got to start putting those pieces together that they're controlling this. They're controlling the climate push. They are controlling.
Yeah, well, like, what is it, Dubai, where they make those fake rain clouds so they can have rain? Is it Dubai or Saudi Arabia, one of the two? But the thing that people don't get too is like, okay, when you say climate change, right? That means the entire planet, right? So that means these are weather events. Like a tornado in Kansas isn't climate change. That's a weather event because it's only affecting Kansas. To say the climate's changing, they're talking about the entire planet going up 1 degree or 0.7 degree, whatever they're talking about. But it's not. It's going in pockets. And I'm with you.
Right.
It's this manipulation of weather. Some for to try to get rain and trying to control little stuff like that. Some for military uses. I mean, you could go as far as like Operation Popeye, where they were in Vietnam doing like clouds, you know, fake clouds to like have cover against the Viet Cong. These obviously have to mess with our natural ecosystem and making it all screwed up and making nature have some crazy weather events. But they need to call it weather events because that's what it is. It's not like, okay, it's hot in France, but it's like cold somewhere else. If it was getting hotter everywhere, like if the whole world was like, hey, we're all at 150 degrees right now, I would understand them saying climate change. I'd be like, okay, that makes sense. You're talking about extreme weather events. And then I'm like, but it's 104 degrees. So even though it may not get hot there, and I'm with you. The question is, why is it getting hot there? And that's because they're manipulating the weather. But at the same time, it's like, so? It gets hot a lot of places. Man, in Iran, it's like 125, 130. They live just fine. You can adapt to it. It's not like they're letting people make them sheep where they're like, oh, it's too hot. I can't go. You can't control, like, cooling yourself down, like taking a cold shower or drinking cold water. I've lived in a hot, like, environment where it's hot every day. It's just crazy, man.
And then they just don't even take into account, well, people that aren't paying attention to what's going on aren't taking into account that how do people live for thousands of years, man? What, just the past 100 years? Oh, my God, like climate change. We're freaking out now. Like, yeah, somehow we just took a huge dip in the past 100 years. And, you know, they're going to say, well, yeah, because we got all this technology and all of these fossil fuels are blowing them in the air and blah. Like, first off, man, like, that's some old bullshit anyway. Like, yeah, there's some small degree to, yeah, we destroy the planet in some ways. But when you look at it as a whole, man, bro, the planet's vast, massive, and there's a lot of places that people don't live, like a whole lot. What I was reading the other day, that the population of the world could fit in the state of Texas. Like, if you fit everybody, the entire population of the world could fit in there. So this whole like overpopulation agenda is bullshit too, man. It's literal bullshit. And the guys, the scientists that have stepped up and been against that narrative have all been shut down. And there's been a lot of them over the past 20, 40 years that have stepped up and said, hey, this isn't right. Like, we've been running the numbers, we've been looking into it, this isn't right. But they get shut down because, hey, if you're against what, you know, the Rockefellers want to push, you're against what these guys want you to hear, then they're going to shut you down. You don't get your grants, you don't get your government funding, and then you just can't, you can't experiment anymore. You're not going to be a scientist at that point.
Not to mention that they're not actually doing anything about the things that we are damaging. You know, there is some in some of these big cities, a lot of the big cities, you know, there's too much carbon dioxide, like there's too much smog, there's all this stuff. And people have even come with solutions and they refuse to use it. There was these guys that came with these solutions about putting big filters on some of the big buildings. It sucks up all the smog and carbon dioxide from the air and puts it into these filters. Plus, they're able to reuse that, you know? They go, oh, no, we don't want our city to look like that because it would look weird with it. The oceans aren't being cleaned up. Nobody's really doing anything about the road. There's so many options. It's just that they don't want to do it because it's not about fixing and making things better. It's about control, putting us in our place. Like, here's a little Great Reset leak. Ireland planning harsh COVID-style lockdown in event of fuel shortage. Ireland is planning a return to draconian COVID-style lockdowns should a fuel shortage arise out of ongoing Ukraine crisis. A leak revealed to the public on Monday.
Yeah,
there it is.
It's like they already know somehow, right? They're planning ahead. It's so ludicrous what they're doing right now. It's so obvious to me, but I don't understand why a lot of people can't see it. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think because they don't like see like, you know, they're focused on one thing or another, whether it's red team, blue team, or this guy's my favorite guy. But these are the people we got to watch out for. See, I think this shit's coming back too, though.
It's the Rock in the building.
Rockefeller in the building, baby. Like, so there was in July 28th, 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation. I barely found out about this, and I'm digging through shit all the time. And I didn't realize this. You know, there's so much to look at. They have they published a document called the Reset the Table. Great Reset, Reset the Table. And it's all about upcoming food shortages. And what are we at right now? Just so happens after the Rockefeller, right? And this one's faster because this was only 2 years. But remember lockstep. You know what I mean? That was what COVID basically was before event 201. And now they have this. I'll have all this on the show
2010,
notes.
Right? That was 2010 when they put that out.
Lockstep?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2010.
Okay. Yeah, because that was like 10 years before.
That's what I'm saying. And now this is only 2 years later. So they're kind of speeding up the process. That tells you that they are afraid. I didn't pull out everything from the article. I'll have everything on, Telegram. I'll post up everything. I actually heard about it with James Corbett. Love James Corbett, Corbett Report. And here's a little thing I pulled from this. It says, in many ways, COVID-19 has boiled over long simmering problems plaguing America's food system. What began as a public health crisis fueled an economic crisis, leaving 33% of families unable to afford the amount or quality of food they want. School closures put 30 million students at risk of losing their meals they need to learn and thrive. I definitely think everybody needs to read this. Everybody should be analyzing this because I'm going to analyze it and I'm going to get some things out of it. But the more people we have analyzed it, they're going to find stuff that we don't find because we all overlook things. I think this is an important document that we got to go with because with all these food plants being attacked, a plane mysteriously crashes into one mysteriously burns down, all this cattle dying. Like there's just so much going on. I think that it's something that we need to pay attention to because if they're telling us, they already told us about COVID and an influenza disease that will come. And now they're telling about the food shortages. So we should listen.
Hey, somebody needs to hand that document to Larry Johnson, man. He'll geomatra that thing to death.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you right now, like there's so many numbers in it. Just the brief time I looked over it, I'm like, man, there's a lot of numbers in here that make a lot of sense that I'm sure add up to a lot of 3s, 6s, and 9s.
Oh yeah. That's for sure. I know that's going to happen. And I got another to switch it a little speed. I'm trying to just keep it in this wave of where we're seeing like the Great Reset and seeing this technocracy form. Now we got a report. I had posted it a couple weeks ago and then I reposted like a video about it. China bank protest stopped by health codes turning red, depositors say. A protest planned by hundreds of bank depositors in central China seeking access to their frozen funds has been throttled because the authorities have turned their health codes apps red, several depositors told Reuters. First of all, Reuters, they're obviously doing this to try to talk shit on the CIA. I mean, on China, mm-hmm. because they want to make another boogeyman. NATO Hatties even came out and said that China's a huge threat and they're trying to, you know, paint China as a boogeyman. But they're on the same shit that everybody else is on. So is Russia. Russia leads in biometric IDs. This is the thing that we, this is like a little, another feather in our cap. We got one, boom, a three right there, step from three with the fucking heat wave lockdowns that we've been telling people about. And then we just got a fucking half court shot with this fucking health code shit that everybody's been screaming. And I'm not saying just me and you, tons of people, you know, like everybody that's in this spectrum has been like, hey, it's just going to happen. And people are like, I don't know, man, it sounds kind of crazy. No, it's true. This is what it's for. This is the design. They want to stop people from complaining. Like, you can complain, but they want you to complain in your house by yourself where you can't do shit. They don't want you to change anything.
Yeah, man. I was a little confused, though, whenever you said health codes turning red, man. I thought you were about to start talking about my baby. I thought she was back, man.
Oh, man. We were just talking about that on a White Rabbit last time. Me and Kat, he was like, man, he was like, Joel's. I was like, yeah, he's got to think for him, man. He's just, it's been on his, he's like, hey, wow.
You tell Catalyst to keep her name out of his mouth, man. I don't like that. That's my girl, man. That's my girl. He needs to stop that. We'll take it outside.
Yeah, I was explaining to him. He doesn't understand the connection you guys got. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's a soulless thing, man, that gingers have, man.
That's what I try to tell them.
At the end of the day, we're on this planet together, and, like, we could spot each other out. We could feel each other in the presence. Like, I know if I'm around another ginger, man, it's like a little, like, turning red.
Little beacon. Like, it's like a CCP health code, health pass, that shit turns red.
China is asshole.
China, I don't like to say China. Like, I try to say CCP as much as possible because, I mean, it's like anywhere, man. What the shit that our government does doesn't reflect us as people. But I thought that was pretty interesting because China has and the Chinese people have been fighting back a lot more. We haven't got to hear too much, but people like, even though a lot of these people are, leaning one way or the other, that's why they're reporting on China a certain way, like Epoch Times and people like that. But it's true, though. Like with the whole Shanghai COVID scare again, where they were just brutally locking people down. And then now this people, they're literally fucking with people's money. And they're like, nope, you're not leaving. Red, and then they said, of course, it was a glitch. It was just a glitch, man. Don't worry, guys. It was probably won't happen again. Maybe, but probably not. And it's like, dude, man, like people are going to get fed up in China pretty soon. I know that like people think like, people in China are just like, you know, they're used to listening to the government. To me, it don't matter. It's like at the end of the day, when you take stuff away from people, they're eventually going to be like, hey, enough's enough. And that will happen. And you're seeing it around the world.
I just think the biggest issue when you're looking at people in China or Australia, even Canada right now, because they're really taking a lot of rights there when it comes to arms, is they don't have arms. They don't have a way of really fighting back. Like, you could put a lot of people in the streets, but man, if they want to come through like with, you know, military grade, whatever, they can. But here's the balance, right? Like, governments don't want to go too far because they won't have worker bees to do the stuff they need them to do. So they're not trying to. That's when I told people about when all this COVID stuff started, when everybody's freaking out about the vaccines and they were like, oh, they're trying to wipe us out and this and that. Yeah, a small portion. Like, they're not trying to wipe everybody out, man. Yeah. That's not their goal. Like, they got to have people to like work for them, but they just need to enslave them better. Like, the more that they enslave us, the more that they get, you know, more power, more wealth, and we have less, but we're doing way more. You know, we're just worker ants. We're just carrying a lot of heavy stuff for them, moving stuff around, doing what they want to at will. Like, you know, and they're going to give us a lot of entertainment, the metaverse, like all these things. Like, you know, that's going to be something that's going to really be the wave of the future, man. I'm telling you, like, metaverse is going to be that Ready Player One, because give it 50 years. I mean, they're already talking about Tamagotchi babies. Bro, the Tamagotchi baby thing is so crazy. Like, this is a legit articles going out right now that these are going to be the babies of the future, because that's going to help stop overpopulation. Is you're going to create a Tamagotchi baby inside of the metaverse, and it's going to look like you. It's going to grow just like a baby, but you don't have to like feed it real food. You're just going to pop this thing over your eyes, and then it's going to feel like real, bro. So you know how we were talking about the Van Gogh experience?
Yeah.
Well, part of it, you go down there and you can, it's like virtual reality, like one of the next phases, like you pay to do like virtual reality thing. I mean, I did. I was laughing too. I was putting the glasses on. I'm about to go to the metaverse, y'all. I don't know if I'm coming out, but it's crazy, bro, how real it was. Like, I was in there, man, and there's like, they redid like his whole city where he grew up. So you're walking through like the fields that he painted, and it'll stop, and this painting will like paint up next to the actual people that he painted. And you're walking through, birds are flying by you, and you feel them, bro. Like, you can hear them like coming around. You can see the horses next to you. Like, you feel like you just reach out and touch it. It's that real. But that's not even what they're ready to give us in 50 years. I mean, 50 years is going to like you to me. They're going to like,
it's possible. And I don't know if I mentioned it on here or if it was on White Rabbit or another podcast I was on, but I had heard too, like, you know, we were talking and you posted about it. I posted about it, how they, you know, they're going to simulate kissing and all that stuff like that, right? Being sensual. But the other things that they were talking about as well is like, we're testing on how it feels to be suffocated. You're like, whoa, what? We're testing on how it feels to be bit by a spider, how to get burned alive. And I think the reason for this, and they've kind of mentioned it at Davos, and we talked about it a little bit, where they want to have laws in the metaverse. It's going to be its own entity. You know, they're selling land in the metaverse. Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's going to be next year, 5 years, 10 years, but 50 years. If it keeps going the way it's going, it's definitely going to be something that is going to change society. And I don't think for the better, because I think there's positive things with the internet in general. You know, we're able to connect with people around the world, but there's also easier to fucking manipulate the propaganda, because sometimes people in back in the days weren't affected by propaganda because they didn't even hear it. You know what I mean? They didn't have a radio, they didn't have a TV. So it's like, bro, you had to have someone physically tell you. And I think that Now with it having mass everywhere, and then you get your favorite site or your favorite talking head or whoever you look up to or look to for resourceful news is. I mean, we've seen it this past week, you know, like we actually, I mean, I've talked about it to death, and the whole abortion issue, you know, like I have my own stances on it. Like it's crazy because like it's the same thing with the mass thing, you know, when I was like, I don't really like the whole mass thing. Oh, you Trumper. And with, you know, anytime I criticize anybody about the abortion thing, oh, you're pro-life. I'm like, you don't even know where I stand. My stance is in a totally different category. Like, first of all, I'll say I would never suggest anybody to get one, right? That's just not me. Right. But I also wouldn't judge somebody for getting one because I know people are propagandized and people think they're doing the right thing. But at the same time, like me and you were talking about, and I talked about with Ryan and on the Great Deception podcast as well, we were saying, this is bigger than just, they don't understand that. Yeah, I'm glad it's going to the States, this and that, but they're trying to push it so that my body, my choice doesn't matter with vaccines, QR codes, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They're trying to lay this foundation. If you look at the bigger picture, we get stuck in these little, what's going on right now. But when you zoom out and see like, oh shit, this is going to lead us. Oh, we need to start connecting. We need to, like the right is going, yeah, we fucking won. And the left is like, fuck you guys, you're killing us. And instead using it as an opportunity, being like, hey man, you see, you are right. You know, my body, my choice. They're trying to do the same thing with the vet. That's where we got to communicate these situations where we can break it down to each other instead of using it as another force to just push us farther away.
Right, man. I mean, I really haven't got into the whole Roe v. Wade thing, to be honest with you. I've been kind of like, just stay clear of it, because I'm kind of like you, man. I got my own like views of what I think. I think it's being used, I can say this at least, it's being used as a tool. Like, it's not a good thing. Like, it's been around for 50 years, right? My take is this, without going too deep into it, because I'm not doing that today, but
yeah,
you know, Van Tesla 2 albums coming in the fall. I'm gonna have plenty to say then, especially when I've got time to wrap my mind around things. But one thing I will say is, you're right. The way that they're doing it is they're allowing the government to have control over your body. So yeah, it looks like a good thing, and everybody's like, you know, my mom said it best. It's a hollow victory. Like, you think that it's good, but they always throw things in our faces as good. They give you things that are supposedly good. You know, you got the left screaming out, you know, oh man, they're destroying our rights. Well, why aren't you screaming about that a year ago when they were forcing people to get vaccines to keep their jobs, to, you know, be able to make money? You weren't screaming that then, but you are now. See, that's the hypocrisy part of it. And then the right doesn't see what's happening. They're getting bamboozled too. It's a whole bamboozling, man. And people can't see. They just see what's right in front of them, man. And that's why, like I said, I'm not saying too much about it. Because one, I'm still sifting through the mist. There's still a lot going on with it. And then two, like I said, I haven't even really wrapped my mind around it yet. And I think that a lot of people should start doing that with big topics when they hit like that. And back away, fade out a bit, see what's going on in the peripheral. Because there's a lot of stuff going on that you're not paying attention to, and you're focused on this one thing. And that's what they want, man. You know, whether it's this or Johnny Depp or whatever they want to throw in your face, they want you focused on all these stupid things, but you don't really see what's going on the outside. You know, you got, you know, all of these other things being implemented that are there to take us down. And you're allowing it because you're getting sucked into...
It allows for the constant division of the working class. Like, these are, like, just in general, moral issues, societal issues, things that we need to figure out. The government never figures out shit. Like, with civil rights, it was starting to, people were figuring out because it was coming in their face. And then the politicians come later, hey, let's make these rules. No, the people, because these things happen, and they're not just black and white. It's not like, oh man, it's good or it's bad, or it's yes or it's no. I'm like, dude, there's so much to explore these topics, but because people become polarized, it's just another event. And then it's like, you got to think about it. Like, it's the same thing with the weather thing. Like, think about it. We've been arguing about the same thing for 60 years. Why haven't we found a resolution? Why haven't we found a way to meet in the middle? Why is it such a nuclear topic that we speak of and you have to say yes or you have to say no? You have to pick a side. It kind of, to me, it's just training to pick the red team, blue team. It's something that it's a personal thing that we each should talk about. And if we build good structures, that's not going to happen. But I will say this, it is maybe in bad taste, but there are some people I see in the world and I'm like, they should have been aborted. Like right away, man. There's a couple people I can name off the top of my head and I'm like, maybe like, I wouldn't mind, you know what I mean? Like, but I get the whole issue and people can't even joke about it. They don't, they see it as like, you know, it's sad too. Cause then the right can be like, oh, you know, like you should have the baby. But then if someone's like having a bad time, they have the kid and they need assistance from the state. They're like, hey man, why are you milking off the state? You know what I mean? You can't win. Like, man, and
absolutely.
And it's a bigger topic.
And bro, like, what you see that's on your screen, on your phone, or on your television screen, especially, like, and I'm going to say this to the right, like, when you're seeing the left and the crazies out there going nuts, and they got, like, you know, baby heads hanging from their neck, like, baby doll heads, and, like, crazy stuff, like, you know, kill them all, like, all this crazy, bro, that's a super small fraction, bro, of people that actually think that way. It's really not a lot of people that think that way. Even people that are, like, pro-choice really don't think like that, bro, like, there's like a small, in their minds, there's a small window when you should get it done, and they don't believe that it's a real life. Like, that's what they think. They think that there's a certain point that it becomes a real life, but before then, it's a clump of cells. That's how they think. Like, you know, and that's their right to think that way.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. And then there's the other side that thinks that, hey, it's a soul immediately when it's conceived. So you got that side of it too. The issue is, man, you're going to have crazies on both ends. You're going to have like the crazy, like right wingers that are pro-life that are going around killing folks that are the opposite and blowing up like abortion clinics and killing people.
Or you're standing outside too, telling them they're murderers, telling like 16, 17, 18. And I get it that there's multiple, because people go, well, they've had multiple. I'm like, yeah, but you understand. They don't understand it. They don't see it the same way as you. And just forcing it doesn't help on either side. And like you said, then there's the extremists on the left that are just like, oh man, we should be able to punch the baby dead as soon as it's born if we don't like it. It's like, damn, fool, like we should have a 2-year trial period. You're like, come on, man, like there has to be a middle
trial period, bro. That was crazy. I heard some couple people saying that. I'm like, man, y'all are really losing it. I remember they interviewed this one lady and they were like, so I don't remember who it was, but she was interviewed, what was going around, you know, and she was like, so do you think that you think it's okay for the baby to be aborted after 2 years out of the womb? And the lady kept saying, it's her choice. It's
her choice. Don't want to talk about it. That's the thing is they use these slogans, and that's in everything you can see. In political theater, you can tell when people are following this mass formation, when they're just saying slogans, they're saying catchphrases, buzzwords. Like, you're not even having a genuine conversation. You're not talking as a human being. You're just listening to what you're hearing somebody else say. Like, I heard a million times, like, hey, people are raped. People have these things. I'm like, dude, I think that you're misunderstanding because of this polarization. I think what you really talk about, like with pro-life people, the pro-life people are more like, hey, like I've heard people even in my family that are diehard pro-life that they think as soon as, you know, conception, that that's a baby, they're willing to say like, hey, what about like 15, 20 weeks right there? Let's have a cutoff. And they're like, nope. You know what I mean? And then the other side of that's the extreme left, though. I'm sure there's people on the left. We need to shut up these extreme portions. And then on the right is like, no, 15 weeks, never. They're like, it has to be never. And it's like, come on, bro. Like, you're not even trying to meet in the middle. This seems intentional. And the politicians are intentionally do this. If you ask me, it's an election year. They want us riled up. They want us pissed off. And I will say, not to jump in, but I'm going to have to go into this topic, I think, real quick, because me and Kat were talking about this on a text. And he was like, you think that they're getting us all this fear porn and fucking with their heads and getting us riled up because they about to fucking fire up that CERNs again?
Oh, bro, just get ready. Like, yeah. I already know about that. Like, it's getting fired up on the 5th. We've been knowing it was coming. What, they took, what, a three-year hiatus? So it's about 3 years?
Yeah, and the last time, this is 10 years. Well, this is 10 years from when they discovered that Higgins-Boston, that other element.
Right, but they took a break. They weren't doing anything for, what, about 3 years? They shut it down.
I think so. Like, something like that.
It was about 3 years, yeah. And, look, man, I think that there's a lot of people that are on board with the CERN thing, for sure. They understand what's connected with it. they understand the goddesses, the goddess that it represents, Shiba. And they understand, yeah, and they understand that her temple's what, like 5 miles away from where CERN's at, which is super weird. But yeah, they a lot of people know they're down there digging around in portals, bro. Like, they're opening portals, they're colliding particles together, but it's not for the reason that you think. Yeah, they've quote unquote found the God particle or what their talents is, but that's really not what their ultimate goal is, man. Their ultimate goal is the particle that they'll be able to connect with humankind to make them gods. That's what they want. And I believe that's what's going to be the mark of the beast, man. None of these vaccines and all that stuff, everybody's screaming mark of the beast, bro. That ain't mark of the beast. It's going to be something that will transcend you into something that's not human anymore, that you are. It's going to be a form of transhumanism for sure, but it's going to definitely be this like elevation of mind, body, and soul where you are now a god. Like, you don't need God anymore. That's what they want to create. They want to create this disconnection from God because you yourself can be a god. And here's the ticket. Here's what we're going to open up. And on top of that, man, they're trying to tap into the multiverse and everything else too, man. They want to get in these other dimensions and crack open portals. I mean, they've been doing it for a long time, and you know, people that don't believe portals exist, or there's just been too much stuff throughout the history of the world that have talked about portals and Hollow Earth and how it's all connected for it not to be some validity to it, and the fact that they're actually looking into it right now.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I think there's going to be a huge uptick in weirdness as this is happening. Also, dude, there has been a mass influx of UFO sightings and cryptid sightings in the past, like, just few years, man, where people.
Yeah, but even in the last 8 months, man. But in the last 8 months, it's been pretty prevalent. Like, and you've heard it from, like, now even people that, like, have maybe been, like, you didn't even know were into this stuff, like, right? And they were just kind of keeping on the low and just like, I don't want to tell people. They're even coming out and saying shit, you know? I'm going to play real quick. I'm going to let them in CERN's kind of speak for what's going on. A little 1 minute clip so people could kind of get a feeling for these people.
If you are excited about the restart of the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, then put the 5th of July into your calendars, because this is the day when the Large Hadron Collider will start colliding particles at the highest energy we have ever done before. Looking forward to it.
Now we got...
It is energy. What they're trying to do there is mimic, approach the energies that happened at the beginning of the Big Bang, when all the energy that was released, some of it stayed energy, a lot of it turned into matter. And so if you want to understand the nature of that matter, you need to pull it apart and have a good look at it. And you do that by banging particles into each other that smash into their constituent particles, elements, even, you know, smaller and smaller and smaller subatomic elements. And you need huge energies to do that. You're accelerating protons, you know, the building blocks of atoms, around this ring at near the speed of light and smashing them into each other, and they fly apart, revealing all the constituents and other elements and energies.
That's it's like, so basically it was just a scientific form of what you said. Like, they're trying to recreate the Big Bang and trying to figure out how to find, like, to make humans immortal and gods and this own creation. And I think it's like, where are you getting that energy from, though, right? I thought we're in an energy crisis and you're about to just waste a bunch of energy. They just said the most energy in the world, like, ever used. You're gonna waste it, all the energy when we're in an energy crisis.
Well, I like how they try to disguise what their real agenda is by using science as a way to disguise it. When they're clearly a very deeply religious cult. Like, if you see anything that they've done, you know, all of their rituals that they've done, that they are absolutely ritualistic in everything they do. They don't not believe in God. They don't not, first off, they don't believe in the Big Bang. I can tell you that right now. They're talking about some dark matter that just created the earth. Well, what's that dark matter? You know, at the end of the day, I think it takes more faith to believe that things came from nothing than to believe that there was a God that created it. That's just my personal opinion. I know people have their own belief systems on that. I just don't think that that shit just didn't pop up, bro. It just didn't. And I can tell you right now, whether what you believe is that or not, they believe that something created everything as well. That's what they're trying to get the bottom of. They want that power. They want that godlike power. And that's what you have to understand about these people. You may not believe in Lucifer, you may not believe in God, but they do. They deeply, deeply believe in these entities, and they are on the side of Lucifer, and they do everything they can to align themselves with that power, because that's what they want, man. Money, power, to be on top, elitism, all that. You know, funny thing. I don't know if you know who Andrew Tate is. He's pretty wild, but he said something really, really good the other day. He's like, man, when it comes to billionaires, when it comes to rich people, race don't matter. He's like, you don't see like a rich dude in Africa giving a shit about a rich dude in Europe when they come together. You know why? Because they're elites, bro. The rest of us are the ones that care about color and race. They don't care about that shit, bro. Like they're on a God level, and they're trying to achieve an even higher God level to where that they can literally ascend. That's what they want to do, man. Move in and out of dimensions. They want the power to be able to do that. Yeah, they want to shape reality themselves.
Yeah, and physically and mentally, they want to push us everywhere. Like, and that is a fact that has been what's happening forever, is people have not been able to understand that their enemy is these elitist oligarch motherfuckers that have been in charge forever, that have been maximizing all the people. That's why, like, I understand why people go like to socialism or communism, where or these bad places, because they are looking for a solution. They're like, oh, this is going to fix it. But they don't realize that they're still in this hamster wheel. You know what I mean? I'm like, you haven't got off. You're not off the reservation, bro. Like, you're still there. Like, you're doing something different on it, but you're still there. You need to exit completely. And I think that's what people need to understand. And I think CERN's right now is AI. Do really think that they've been kind of stirring us up psychologically. And I think they're trying to open portals too, as well. Like, and to like just figure out what, like you said, what God is. And I don't even think they really realize what they're doing, because to them, they're just like, like some people aren't like, you know, some are really big into this whole occultic things, but some of people have just been so, they get so hard on for science, you know, like that's, or it's just their passion. You get rooted into anything, and then that becomes your love, right? Now that's your love, you're going to do anything and everything to try to continue to do that, and you're not going to see the wrong in it, you know, even if it could blow up the world, or it could cause demonic things, or even if it could just like, science is so curious that it's also like not looking for the bad parts, you know, just like sometimes like when people follow a politician, they're like, oh, well, this guy's saying a lot of stuff that I like, but they're not looking at the bad parts. Right. They tune that out. They kind of take a blind eye like, well, they didn't mean it like that. Like that's when you see those guys. And I'm like, in any of these situations, we need to be looking at what's best for humanity. Right. Like what they're doing to me is they're trying to cause like a lot of this, because I believe in energy, and I think they're trying to bring bad energy and negative energy. I don't think they're trying to. I think that is what could happen. Like the possibility.
See, I'm a little bit different than you. I think you're not getting into CERN if you're not bought in, like, to the plan. Now, you might have some lower-level people, you know, security, whatever else. You might have some lower-level scientists don't really know what's going on. But I think they are absolutely bought into the plan. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. I've just seen the big ritual that they did. They had too many people involved. It was a lot. Like, I think you're right. I think there are levels to this shit. I think even when you're looking at politics, even like your lower level politics, I don't think everybody's bought out. I think that there is a level when you get to certain places, and that's with anything in life, whether it's sports or any form of entertainment, there are levels to it. Like, you get to a certain point, people expect certain things, or they know that you have enough sway over enough people.
Yes.
That if they can buy you off with whatever.
Once you become global, bro. Once you become global, especially as an entertainer, once you become global, where something's going to, that's when you're going to have a talking to, because you have a lot of power. You know, you have the sway of people, and they know this. Like,
it's unchecked power too. They gotta have it checked. They can't let you just run around and
have a good day. You know, yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Guys have tried, but they've gotten torn down, blackballed from everything when they did. Yeah. So, you know, for sure.
So right now, start screenshotting stuff all weekend. Things that, who knows what, you know, like there's the whole theories behind the Mandela effect where people are saying, you know, 2012, when they, like 10 years ago from now, that's when a lot of things shifted and changed. And I think some of it, mm-hmm. I can agree with it, but some of it's also people play into it. But it's who's to know, because if it really shifted, we don't know. It's like hard to, you know, like put mm-hmm. that, but it's always something out there that I think, intrigues me. That's one of them, man. CERN's like it's scary. It's probably one of the more scarier things to me, because it's like something that like can get out of control real quick.
Oh, for sure, man. I think there's a certain level of control that they're trying to keep. I think you're right in the fact that even the people that are bought in that work for the organization might not know everything that the guys at the super top behind the scenes in the shadows are really trying to do. They might be told, like, okay, we're going to tap into this God particle. It's going to connect. We're going to be able to do whatever. They don't know that they're trying to open a portal to bring like entities in. They might not know that. You know what I mean? There's part of that too. You don't know all the layers to it, because you can think there's people that are bought into the system that are making a lot of money, that are powerful, that still don't know everything. Because we, like you and I have talked about plenty of times, the elites that we know the names of, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, like they're just the front men, bro. They're not the real elites. Now, I'm not saying they're not real elite families, because they are, but I'm saying they've taken on the moniker of, okay, we'll be the bad guys. We'll be the ones that everybody blames stuff on. We're okay with that. They're not the ones that are really moving and shaking in the shadows, the trillionaires that really run the globe. You know, I've said it a million times that, you know, these families, man, they don't look at the world and countries. It's just their playpen, bro. The whole globe, they do whatever they want. Like, and I think, you know,
I think that's why we kind of like also went hard lately. Like, you know, we're going to continuously go through some news and have our takes on things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, not necessarily news, but just things that are affecting society. But I think that's why we came up with the list of people that we started like trying to reach out to, and started like, we want to find people that are going to be able to explain some of this stuff better than we can. You know, we may have an understanding of some of it, but we're not always there's certain topics that people just know way better than anybody. And I think that is going to push us in the next few weeks for everybody. Like, just pay attention. Take notes, like, hey, and if you guys also know anybody that you want to hear us talk to or like have a conversation with, because it's not about just getting the knowledge out there, but also have an understanding, especially when sometimes I like to have people on that are different, you know, like as far as their opinion, that they differ from mine. It challenges us to find a middle ground, you know what I mean? Like, I think we need to take advantage of all these things, and I think that that's gonna be good, man. I think our next few shows are gonna really kind of paint some pictures, and as we tail out this year, I think hopefully we'll be able to put things more into line with people and get a little bit more people thinking for themselves and figuring things out. And then they might get start a podcast and teach us something.
Exactly, bro. Like, I'm excited about the guests we got coming up. You know, they're going to be experts in their field, so they're going to be able to break down certain subjects that really you haven't thought about, I haven't thought about, and the people that are listening haven't thought about. So for me, that was important when we started collecting, you know, a guest count and who these people were, and some of them we know personally, and we just knew that they had a lot to bring to the table. Y'all are still gonna get, you know, me and Sean ranting. That's never gonna end.
We're
still gonna pop off. So that is what it is. But we do want to bring some people to you that can really break down certain subjects, and like I said, shed light on some things that aren't necessarily your typical subjects. And I think that's going to be dope, man.
Yeah, and especially, too, like you said, too, like, send us, you know, like, I mean, not send us, but give us some, like, info. It's good to listen and have conversations, too, and you're like, whoa, what? Like, you know what I mean? Where, like, it kind of stops you in your tracks and makes you start thinking, you know. I love having those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
I think we should tail it off with a little bit of, I'm going to play this real quick. So it's the second pandemic, man. It's here. Mr. Joseph Biden has said that we're going to go pandemic 2. I'm not a big sequel guy. There's a few sequels that I like. What do you think of this sequel?
I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not. Not in the way that he's presenting it. I think that some of it is fear porn. I think he's saying it also to get people like you and me riled up. I think that's part of the reason, you know. And then a lot of people are like, man, no, hell no. We ain't dealing with this again. Especially in the States. Folks kind of like over it. You know, they're going to try to implement some things for sure. I think there's going to be a, maybe not a pandemic like that, like we just went through, but it'll be a little bit different. You know, they may spawn off from COVID because I honestly, man, what's really funny is there's a lot of folks I've been seeing getting COVID again, like in the past like week or two. I'm like, man, what is going on? Like, I'm just kind of blown away a little bit from that. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm keeping an eye on it because I could see him trying to ramp it back up in the fall. I mean, it could be something they try to ramp up every fall, to be honest with you, over the winter, just to get people worked up, get people accustomed to wearing masks, getting jabbed. At some point, it'll be something that comes along that's maybe a little heavier that, you know, they're going to really, you know, and all the moves they're making right now, your body may be property of the state at that point. And then they may show up at your door. It may be a situation where you're either going to do this or, you know, you're going to jail.
I think it's something that we should definitely keep in our mind. Like, that's why I pulled four clips, and I'm going to give it like the kind of like the state propagandist perspective and then give it to people on the front lines that are like actually trying to fight against this. This is Dr. Osterholm. I don't know if you guys remember him. He's Dr. Death, the guy that predicted like 2 million deaths in the beginning of COVID.
Oh, yeah,
like in America, not just around the world. He said in America, 2 million people would die. And he's been a big fear guy. But listen to what he has to say on vaccinating those under five. I thought this was interesting. So this is, if this was a court of law, right now I'm placing the evidence of the propaganda and how they're trying to push it on us.
Since the pandemic began, over 45,000 children under the age of five have been hospitalized for COVID-19. 10,000 have had to go to the ICU. Omicron has caused a substantial increase in the impact on young children, especially in the U.S. More than 1,400 children and teenagers have died from COVID-19, and more than 400 of those deaths were in children under the age of five. This is not insignificant. For context, these numbers tell us that COVID-19 is six times deadlier than influenza for children. As I've mentioned before, Chris, my biggest concern that parents are still extremely hesitant to get their child vaccinated against COVID. Right now, if I think about the 20 million children aged 6 months to 5 years of age in this country, how many will get vaccinated? Well, let me put this into context in terms of the older age groups. If we look at the 23 million children 5 to 17 who have gotten vaccinated, that sounds great until you realize 26 million kids in that same age group have not received any vaccine at all. So I think it's an important message. We have got to get our kids vaccinated. So
you can see as he's really trying to run it home with like, man, they're dying like crazy, bro. Like, you better do this. This is like the main thing, like not childhood obesity. And like how he didn't mention, like, you know, recently we saw Dr. Birx was back. It's fucking Scarfy lady. She was back and she was in front with Jim Jordan, who sometimes does make me happy because he says some cool shit. Like, it's just I don't like any politician, but he does push the envelope at a point. And he told her, like, what's up with the vaccine? And she said, oh, we hoped that it was going to work. We hoped. Like, not, you didn't see, not study. No, we hoped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I also hoped that I would get a significant raise. You know what I mean? Didn't work out, but I hoped. And that to me is the whole point of what they were trying to do. They didn't care. Like, even if you don't take it on a conspiratorial level, if you just look at it as businesses trying to capitalize on an event, right? Like, the government may have thrown, like, they're like, hey, we're going to use this to try to get people into, you know, this new format, because governments are trying to gain more power all the time. They're not trying to make the government smaller. If you notice, it's always a new agency, and this agency helps this guy run this, and then he's like, well, I need an agency to run this agency that runs this agency. Like, it's just, it's nuts, man. Like, they just keep fucking throwing tents up and shit. They're like, yeah, man, we're government, man. Like, they do that shit everywhere. And they're trying to go home on, they're trying to go after the kids, man. I think they're trying to go hard after them, because once they get the kids, they're able to still have that liability, because they're not actually able to have that liability unless it's an emergency, right? You know, like they're having them, so that the liability still sticks with this emergency youth authorization, and they want it with the kids. But once it's what's it called, the FDA approved with children, then their little clause that they got in with like 1980 something, where they can't be sued or anything for a vaccine, kicks in. So they're not, they're trying to get to the kids for that reason, to intentionally be able to have that fallback. And even if you look at it like, oh well, man, they're just trying to do this stuff to help, just think of the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma and how their claim that Oxycontin was less than 1% addictive, and now it's one of the biggest epidemics, bigger than COVID-19, I will tell you for sure, is suicides, not suicide-ish, but they have to do suicides, but like overdoses, you know, people unintentionally dying.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why they're pushing on the kids. They're going to be the easiest ones to brainwash from, you know, a small age. And we could even talk about what they're putting in these vaccines too, man. Like, you know, I lend a lot of belief, like everything's moving towards transhumanism. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about nanotechnology and a lot of things that are going on. You know, I'm going down deep rabbit holes. Y'all gonna have to bear with me, but it's true. Like, we don't even know what they're putting in the vaccines that you used to give your kids 20 years ago. Like, a lot of that stuff's moving towards mRNA. A lot of just the normal vaccines that we knew 20 years ago. Like, a lot of that stuff's changing. So it's odd, because they are pushing really hard to give it to the kids who are just absolutely the least affected by this stuff anyway.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that really is a thing. Like, it kicks in for the pharmaceutical companies. Once it's approved for children, that they're covered for everybody. Because then it's supposed to be like, once it's approved for children, that's supposed to be the highest, you know, ethics. Mm-hmm. And that's like just crazy. And like, there is even, I don't think I have, I have a clip. Now I'm going to play a clip to show you a little bit more indoctrination. Before I show the other side, I'm going to do my final piece of evidence against the state propagandists that are trying to shove that. This is Sesame Street. Elmo gets COVID-19 vaccine.
Now Daddy has super duper bandages just like Elmo.
You were super duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay. Elmo was really glad to have Daddy and Baby David there with him. Where are you?
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. Was it safe? Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Elmo and Baby David have a question. Oh. Can we have a hug?
Oh, come here, son.
There's more. You'll see that in the show notes.
Wow.
But you see, come on, man. Like, that's crazy. Like,
that's ludicrous, man. And it's like, they just keep throwing this stuff out at the kids to make them feel okay about it. So, you know, kid that's 4 years old saw Elmo get it. So, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, like, it's...
And make them feel okay about it. And it's like, man, like, has this... Does this not seem weird to people at all? Like, I don't know how people can see that and be, man, not feel just a little bit weird inside of their heads. Like, hey, maybe I'm getting, like, brainwashed here. Maybe there's some sort of propaganda they're trying to push. Because this has never been ever a thing, even with other vaccines or anything else that they pushed in media for kids. I mean, there's so many cartoons that have shown the vaccine. Weird, bro. Weird.
Well, you're going to make me this is going to trigger you, because I'm going to have to circle back real quick. You know, I forgot to mention about, like, when it goes with
think about her.
When I go about to the abortions, they were saying that these companies will pay for their employees that want to, like, maybe, like, if they're in Missouri or wherever. I'm not sure. Most of these states that people are protesting in, it's not even illegal there. But anyways, that's a whole nother thing to talk about. But they're saying, like, hey, say, like, your state is against abortion, we'll pay for you to. Okay, they'll pay for you to have abortion, but they won't pay for you to be on maternity leave. They won't pay for you to go to chemo when you're cancer. cancer. They won't pay for anything. Why? Because they're just trying to look, even on the surface level, even if you don't go deep, you're just like, they're just riding a wave so they can look cool. See, we're the good guys. We're on this team, blah, 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 blah. These don't give a fuck. They had their fucking rainbow flags out, and I guarantee you, right when you're listening to this, you're going to see fucking everybody with their fucking American flags because it'll be 4th of July. It happens like clockwork every fucking year, and people need to start seeing through that. Your revolution is never going to start with a fucking corporate fund. You know what I mean? You're going to have, the revolution brought to you by BMW and Pfizer. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Hey, check this out. I'm about to drag you down a rabbit hole real quick.
All right.
So when all this Roe versus Wade happened and it was overturned, there's a thought that was manifested in my own brain. And I started kind of looking into some things. And what if the goal is to have more children for elites?
Elites? That's what some people were telling me too. I actually have heard people say that they were saying that, or they didn't say necessarily should. They said like, or for labor, like they want more people, like they want like to have this labor, this backbone of a society, or maybe they think we're starting to need more. But then it's just weird because the what they're saying is that people like young millennials and Gen Z aren't having kids because they don't like the environment. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think they've been propagandized to believe that a family's not that great, right?
For sure.
Like a family's like whatever. But I think that they want to have us have limited and controlled kids, right? They want some people that are going to have a lot that are going to listen. You should have a lot. You that are questioning everything and pushing back, we don't want you. And I think they've been trying to figure out ways for years to eliminate those. And that's like what Planned Parenthood was. What's her name? Martha Sanger. They're eugenists. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say it. Like it started with eugenics because they want to create these what they consider, like, you know, a proper human, or like, you know, like the way you speak, the way you look. Like they go at birth. They say like, hey, his head's shaped a certain way. Like you're talking about not just like the status, color of your skin, but you're talking about like the shape of your head, your feet, your toes. Like they're eugenists in trying to find this superior race of humans. So let's not pretend that the Planned Parenthood is some great old organization that stood for like never women's was. Rights. It stood for eugenics and to try to get away to have people kill off their bloodlines, black people, but in people impoverished, people that they thought were had horrible things with their life, like anything that they felt was not an elite, or like at least like or elite worker, where they're like, oh, you're not, because that's what I think. There's this class of elitist workers. Mm-hmm. Like they're not elitist, but they're just like those ass kissers that are like, yeah, whatever you want, bro. Like I'll jerk you off right now, and they fucking just do it, right? They just do whatever they say, but they're not elitist, but they're their workers, and they're like they're little worker bees, and that's what they want. That's how I look at it, as they want these little worker bees, and they don't want people thinking for themselves. Like, the thing is this, we should have been having conversations, man. Like not yelling at each other, not saying you're wrong, I'm wrong. But it came to a point, and you know, in the 60s and stuff, that's why I always tell the conservative Christians, I'm like, if you think about it, y'all were the beginning of cancel culture. The whole, oh, devil, you push people into that direction, and they know that they're going to do that, man. They know how human beings work. They know if you throw this fastball down the lane, they're going to try to swing for the fences, so I'm going to throw a curve the next time. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to constantly try to bait us into these. And I think that's what these are, and I think they found a long time ago certain subjects that are detrimental. But like you said, it's eugenics. Like they wanted to kill black people because they didn't think that they thought they were a superior race. Go look up Martha Sanger. Mm-hmm. If anybody that goes, you know, like, and I'm not saying be pro-life or pro-choice, but just still you should know the background of these facilities, and that they've been documented that they do sell the body parts to all kinds of different things. Like they fund off of that. So it's not like, so it is a business, and people think like it's these good, where's the money going then? What are they building? Like they're not like,
yeah.
really do anything positive for the community, and they're always putting it in communities that are run down, right? That don't have a lot of options. So like, that's why you got to change the narrative. If you really believe that every life matters and that you want to be out there and you want to be pro-life, you telling someone they're wrong or calling them a murderer is not going to fix anything. What you need to do is you need to help them with solutions. Find and make and create solutions that people can go to in alternate situations. Change the narrative. Be like, hey, why do you have to, if you want to change people's minds, change the narrative. Hey, why do we have to choose between having a kid or having a career? Why can't a woman have both? You know what I mean? Mix the messages together, right, to really make an impact. But both sides, it's like they don't even want to win. I've always told like my friends on the left and the right, like, it's like you're yelling all these things, but I'm like, you don't even want to win because you're not even really thinking it like a strategy. You're fighting like you're like in a war and you're like, fuck it, if I die, I die. You know what I mean? Fucking Drago and shit, right, like against Rocky and shit.
Like, bro, it's like Republican Representative Mary Miller, man, came out a few days ago in front of Trump, co-signed by Trump, and said that Roe v. Wade getting overturned was a victory for white life. And I'm like, bro, like, you couldn't have said something more triggering, but planned at the same time. She read it off the sheet. I watched her do it. And then Trump didn't do anything either. Man, he clapped. I'm like, bro, and that's what I'm saying. Like, people get caught up in this, like, right-left paradigm, and they don't really see through the mist. Like, man, all these guys are actors. They're all these politicians are, and they're reading scripts that they're given to read. Like, she was given that, bro. Like, this was planned. Yeah. This was a planned thing because they want to make it look like that white people matter more on the right than black people or minorities.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even though that's not really the case, but that's how they want it to appear in the media, because that little clip, that little bit is going to get played on every left-wing network there is.
Exactly.
So they're going to push that. They're going to blast that out. But, you know,
But how do you not correct yourself, though? Like, look, when people made a mistake,
why didn't Trump come out right there?
No, not in like a day later or hours, right there. No, like, for sure. I fucked up. Like, okay, I understand people were speaking. Why do you keep going? You didn't notice you said that? Like,
it wasn't a misspoke, bro. Yeah, she read it off the sheet, though.
I'm with you.
I looked at her, read it off her notes, bro. People are trying to say it was like a slip or whatever. Just,
well, I was saying, if it would be a Freudian slip. Like, intentional, like
Trumpers, bro. But she read it though.
I know. That's what I said too. Like, straight up, she's seen it on the paper, and then
Trump clapped.
I know.
He clapped behind her, bro. I watched him, and then he never came out. You know what? I could even see him waiting until after it was done, and then coming out and saying, like, "Hey, listen, like, this isn't what I stand for. I don't know why this was said. We're gonna have talks with this or whatever." He never came out, but you know why, bro? Because he's bought and paid for. He's bought and paid for, just like Joe Biden is, bro. Seriously feel like both of them sit on a yacht and smoke cigars and laugh at us together. Like, of course they do, man.
Yeah, it's
like,
Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, bro. It's Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant. They're in the rental of the ring, like, I'm going to kill you. Bro. Hey, then they're having a beer in the back.
Bro, they don't want to hear it, though. And then, like, Anons get so bunched up, bro, when you start saying this stuff. And they get so worked up. And it's like, bro, like, You can't see through the mist. Your whole platform was based on question everything. Well, you're not questioning the stuff you need to question. Like, this is the stuff, like, and I'm so sick of hearing Anon saying, like, I've been a conspiracy theorist for 20 years. This is what brought me down this hole. Like, no, bro, you were a conspiracy theorist long enough to think you finally found somebody that could save you, because you were a doomer your whole life. So now you found a savior. Nobody's here to save you. We're here to save each other. That's who, God's here to save us. Jesus is here to save us. I'm going to say that right now, That is a God that's here to save you. That's not these people. These people are all bought and paid for, bro. You know it. I know it. But connected, we could make a difference if we really wanted to. If we really wanted to step up and really come together and be like, you know what, man? This is a bunch of bullshit, man. We're tired of it. We don't care about this system. We're going to tear the system down, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I'm going to throw this out. I love Batman. You know, I'm a big comic book guy. But I'm starting to feel the Joker now, bro. Like, I'm starting to feel him. Because that motherfucker's like, burn the whole thing down, bro. Let's burn it down. And I feel him. Because that's how he was an anarchist, bro. He was sick of the system. I'm starting to feel his shit. I'm like, man, the Joker's fired. Like, let's just be a bunch of Jokers and burn the system down, bro. Because it is garbage truck juice. Period.
No, it really is. And that's why I think, like, if we find ways of altering the narrative, like in all these things, like, so as like, I know we jumped around, I got us jumping around because of the whole Porsche topic, but I'm going to go back. So now I'm going to go to the alter media, like the people that are saying other things, people that are stepping up, that are actually doing big parts against this COVID stuff and trying to fight against what they're doing to the kids. Here's Toby Rogers, Children's Health Defense. I don't know if anybody's heard of them. They've been really big on the front lines, constantly doing stuff. And he's talking about Pfizer clinical framework scam. This, you should really pay attention to what they're saying. I get it to play. What the fuck? Hold on, man. Technical difficulties.
So Pfizer and Moderna, as enabled by the FDA, have come up with a scheme. And the scheme is called the Future Framework. And the idea is to skip clinical trials in perpetuity. And what the FDA is proposing to do, and they're going to vote on this in 5 days. They're going to vote on it on Tuesday, June 28th. And the proposal is to say that any reformulated COVID-19 shots are biologically similar to existing COVID-19 shots. And so therefore, they can skip clinical trials altogether. So we won't have any human data at all.
Skip trials whatsoever. No human data. Skip them. Not even like have the just, hey, throw it together. It's good. That's basically what they want to do. That to me is like,
they've been skipping it though. They're just not telling us that.
No, I know, but I'm saying like the thing is a lot of even like that's why I've been trying to get people in the, because what I try to find is these like topics that I feel like right. We could kind of like, I'm like, you kind of think this way, they kind of think this way, we could kind of meet in the middle right here. And I think this is one of them. If they could just open their eyes, you know, especially on the left, you're like, dude, how long have you been talking about big pharma, big corporations? I'm with you on that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's perfect. I get what you're saying. But listen to what this data is doing. Who's getting affected? The working class. They're putting our children, you know, they want us to have abortions. Do you think elitists are like, yeah, fucking have abortion? Like, and I'm talking about these huge family. No, because they want that bloodline, unless the eugenic parts of them where they think that there's a deformity of the kid, like, or the of the genetics of, you know, who did they have the kid with? For sure, there's that going around. But these are what they're trying to do. Graves. And that's why we haven't heard of these guys. Like, this is the last clip I'll play for the COVID, you know what I mean? Just to wrap up our plan. Plandemic 2, you know what I mean? Coming this fall. Dr. Peter McCullough, man, another guy that's been out there, and he has all the accolades, you know what I mean? He's they can't talk bad about him. They just haven't put him on air, you know what I mean? They can't really take this guy down because he has all the accolades. Like I said, he's a virologist. He's like, you know what I mean? He's been in everything. He has so many titles. And this right here, he talks about the death dart shots and good installs. I thought this was a pretty interesting topic as well.
Graph. The COVID-19 vaccines take the cake for the risk of death. And Marc Giadot from France, scientist in a lot of our working groups, has proposed a name for this. It's called the Russian roulette theory of COVID-19 vaccination. Do you know when the messenger RNA vaccines are made? The messenger RNA is pretty unstable. Mm-hmm. It has to be cooled, and probably each strand is a little bit different than the next one because of how the base pairs line up, and there has to be humanized code within it, so the ribosomes will read it, and then there's these nucleoside analog caps. The belief is that each vial and each lot is different, okay? And on top of that, there are multi-use vials, so there's actually a lot of needles being stuck in each vial, so there's an opportunity for changing oxidation, sulfation, there may be changes in cooling. And so one theory here, Dave, is a lot of people actually probably get a dud, that they get a shot and not much happens. They don't get much immune protection, if any, but they don't really get much in the way of side effects. But if someone really gets a good install of messenger RNA coding for the lethal Wuhan spike protein, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. It injures organs and, in fact, causes death. And when we apply the Bradford Hill criteria for death, due to COVID-19 vaccines, we fulfill all the criteria. It's epidemiologically consistent that the vaccines are causing death in a large number.
There it is, man. Like, he kind of just put it all out there. And it doesn't mean that, like, I don't put that out to, like, scare everybody. But that's why I liked how he broke it down. He's like, if you get a good install, some of it, our body's rejecting it. You're, you know, that's why, like, I'm telling people, be careful with these boosters. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you got it. You're good right now. Like, but the more you get these installs, like, it's going to connect. Like, it is a technology. It's not just a virus. Like, this is actually tech. You know what I mean? So it's going to react to everybody's body differently and to make it seem as you shouldn't have a choice in this. I would think people would sing a different tune if they were in that scenario where, like, it does something to them. You know, there has been a lot of people, a lot of reports. I know people are putting blind eye to it, but you can, I'll put some in the show notes, a little bit of what people could go find these resources, because there's tons of places where people are being affected by this. You know what I mean? More than just the VAR chart, the VAERS system, but also just people, like, reporting with videos, people becoming paralyzed, people dying at young ages. I mean, they even created a new syndrome, you know, like, where young adults just die, like, sudden death syndrome, and you're like, what? Like, no heart attack, you're just like, yeah, they just died, like, they were just chilling. And there's got to be
a reason. And the crazy things that you brought up, VAERS, and it's like, we know that VAERS flubs the numbers. We know that.
Well, they've proven it. No, Harvard proved it. They proved that they only get like 10% of the actual numbers. Like, they proved it like years ago. Like, they just did a study. Right. Like, I've read it.
Where I was going with it was, even though that they do, there's numbers that they show you where it's they're still not good numbers. So that is the part that you got to, like, take in. You could go to the VAERS website and you could see the numbers. Those are alarming enough. And just to even say, like you said, it's been proven that they flubbed the numbers. Well, then you got to start looking at how many at that point. Oh my God, like, this doesn't look good already. And this is what they're giving you. Think about what they're not giving you. And that's when you got to really start understanding what's going on here.
Definitely, man. And I think that's when we got to communicate that to our youth, to everybody around us, in different ways. You know, like, don't be like, you need to listen to me. Like, find creative ways to open up their mind to have this dialogue, like, to see that, hey, we're on the same side. We may think of things differently or, like, word it the wrong way, and maybe we don't have a communication issue, all these things, but we need to find ways to connect with people. That's why I wanted to finalize everything. I thought this would be a good, like, kind of wholesome way to tie everything in together. I was listening to James Corbett, the Corbett Report. That's a show I love so much. He was talking, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, so I'll have it in the show notes, because I think he's, like, from, I don't know if he's Dutch or something. Freud Berdeling Klavlastel. I don't know, man. But he wrote a book, a children's book, and it's called Bill Goats and the Forest. And I wanted to just read a little bit of what it's about. There once was a forest that covered a valley that stretched all the way from mountain to sea. The forest was a special place, being described by those who knew it as tranquil and safe. Those who knew the forest well described it as majestic and wise. But words were inadequate to describe the forest, since only way to know the forest was to experience the forest. There was an old saying that a day in the forest would clear the mind of stress, a week would relieve the body of pain, a month would free the heart of its sorrows, and a year would heal the soul of its burdens. This is what the forest did. All was perfect. All was balanced. Then came Bill Goats with his mountain goat minions. Bill Goats did not respect the balance. He wanted to control life. He wanted to be God. I was like, man, that is so incredible. Like, I know there's people that are doing comic books and stuff now. And this is a children's book that you could read to your kids and kind of teach them what's going on and see, like, the negative effects of these minions of Bill Goats. Someone got to make that, man, sure, Bill Goats. But I'll have the book and everything, the link. So if you guys want to get this for your kids, not a sponsor, but I just thought it would be someone that, like, we got to I'm going to start trying to do that too, highlighting people that have good businesses that are in this truth or movement. You know what I mean? Just to.
Yeah.
Shed some light on things that we can get alternate. We got to stop going to Amazon. We got to stop reading the books of that they're telling you to read. You know, like, I don't even know what a popular book would be for the masses, because everybody's kind of, like, just on that reality show tip. So I don't know if you know if they read books as much, but. Oh, and Tally, one thing I forgot. Like, I got to give you props for that. The one that you fucked me up on. This is what, if you don't know, you know, go check out Joel Thomas's van_Tesla_ on TikTok and Instagram. But this I thought was a good one that you put up the other day.
Nation's report on climate change warns the world has only 3 years to act in order to avoid an irreversible catastrophe. Meanwhile, a California startup is doing its part to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions by creating a new kind of alternative meat.
It sounds like magic, a trick perhaps. You're creating meat out of thin air.
Air protein. It says it takes CO2 from the air to make food and that it doesn't hurt the environment at all.
We're making meat from air.
How do you turn air into food?
We make air meat.
So what is that growth process like in terms of like getting it from air to like a full-size steak, for example?
Well, it all starts with the ingredients. We're making that from elements of the air.
And we are defining ours as meat because we're recreating that experience. That's what's important to us.
I thought that was a good one, man. The air protein, man. Hey, that little hot dog, man. I like doing it. Crack me up, man.
Yeah, bro, that just came to me too. It was funny because I wanted to do something to that real bad, and I was like, man, well, how can I make this creative? And I was like, oh man, this will be good. And it actually blew up, so I was like, man, that was quite still blowing up. That's what's reminded crazy about me it. Of it's still
the only thing that reminded me is I remember Hook. You know, Hook, the Disney movie Hook, and then they had the that
Captain Hook. Yeah, somebody said that. And in the comments, they were just like,
he's all, hey, want some?
Bro, I saw man. That in the comments. They didn't even think about it when I made it.
Yeah, imagine Peter.
Yeah, imagine it. It's real. Oh, but that's what they want to do, bro. Like at the end of the day, they want to. You know, we don't even know what it's going to be created out of, really. But they're going to say, "Hey, we created this out of air." And a lot of. But what's funny, when I posted, a lot of the comments were crazy too. People were like, yeah, but what's in the air right now, man? Chemtrails, all this bullshit. Like, you're going to pull from the air. We don't want anything out of the air. Chemtrails.
You got to say, that was the word of the day.
Yo, seriously, man. Like, it made me laugh so much. I was like, man, like, this is where science has gone. This is why there's a lot of people like you and me that don't trust science. It's not that I don't trust real science. It's just that I know that science is fake. Like, the science that they are perpetuating to us in the media is not real science. It's controlled science. So it's not real. Real science, man, is knowing that you're never going to have it right because you're always testing. You're always discovering. That's real science. When you say that trust the science or trust this or we've got it figured out, you don't, because science never has it figured out. Science has it figured out for the moment, but they're always testing, always discovering. And that's why, you know what, 50, 60 years later, you find out something that originally that they said in science was good for you was awful for you. You're finding that out now.
No, that's for sure. That's 100% what happens, you know, like, and that's why, like, why I decided to do a podcast, why, you know, like, why we connected. I think that's just, we got to tell these things that we see, we hear, people discovered, research different books. And I think that's why, how we're going to run out this year is going to be good. You know what I mean? We're going to have a cast of characters that are going to come through here and wreck shop. You know what I mean? They're going to wreck shop, even our mind. They're going to shake what we think. And I do know that we're coming up on the 100th show, you know? So I think we're going to try to book a real good guest for that. I'm not sure who yet. I got a couple people in mind.
And maybe even several. Maybe we get like a round.
It may be, because we're trying to do things different, because eventually, if it doesn't happen this year, for sure I want to do it next year. I really want to get a good panel of Flat Earth versus Hollow Earth. I think that would be an interesting topic.
That would
like,
be a great one.
To go down and
I'd love to hear people that were knowledgeable on both ends of the spectrum kind of go at it. That would be pretty
definitely
cool.
Because we're trying to give the full, like, I think that's what we're trying to do differently than everybody else. You know, you got your shows that give you the truth news. You got your shows that, you know, they give you all kinds of avenues, great shows as well. You know, like, I probably listen to a lot of those shows. But I think we're trying to do the whole full circle. We want to connect everything from the propaganda in the news to the things that are happening in the CIA, to lizard people, to Bigfoot. That is, you know what I mean? These entities, dimensions.
It's all connected,
bro. There's all, and we're trying to find the connections. And when we find it, the show went. blend, but I have a feeling we won't find it anytime soon. So
it's so hard. one of our favorite shows, which is about to hit season two, Inside Job.
Oh, yeah.
They do a good way of connecting all of it. It literally is all connected. Like whenever you watch it, and obviously, man, they're giving you a lot of truth through comedy, but you know, most people wouldn't think it was true, but it is. But it's all connected because they have Bigfoot, they have Mothman, but then they have like robots and clones, and then they have government conspiracies, and it's all connected. And when people realize that this is a wild, crazy world, that all these conspiracies are connected, and once you start finding those like threads and you start connecting it, you're like, oh my God, like this is making way more sense now instead of just sitting on one side of it. Like you got to realize that it all connects.
I feel that 100%. So I wanted to just reach out to everybody and say, you know, we appreciate y'all. We've seen a lot of people getting a lot of good feedback. I appreciate all the good feedback that people, and we just want you to know that we're going harder. I don't know if everybody got to see the new logo. We're looking out to be get some shirts. We got some Van Tesla hats and shirts already. So don't worry, we're going to have Kill the Mockingbird, Van Tesla stuff, more music. You know what I mean? We got tons of music forever, I think. Like, there's so many things dropping. Joe is just a beast lately. He's been just out there and constantly, like, not just because it's easy to just record stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like it's easy to just record, but like to actually get it done and push it out, that's a difficult task. I don't think people really put a respect on how hard it is to consistently put out content musically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, I got a lot coming. Quad and I just dropped a new EP, Van Tesla Double Back. It's 80s inspired.
So fire.
It's wild, bro. Yeah. And we're gonna play Shut Up and Drive at the end of this. But I've got the documentary soundtrack coming out when the new documentary film comes out, which is going to be nuts.
Yeah.
You're going to be on it. Quan's going to be on it. And then the fall is going to be crazy because Quan and I are going to be in the studio working on Van Tesla 2, which is the 2-year anniversary from when we dropped the first Van Tesla album and when we created Van Tesla. And obviously you're going to be on that too. So it's going to be fire. You know, we're just trying to bring truth in music and at the same time, man, bring emotion to, bring artistry to it. Cause I feel like a lot of like truther artists don't have a lot of artistry to their music. It's a lot of rappity rap and there's nothing wrong with that too, but you got to have like an artistry to it, man, to where people can connect with it in a musical way. And everything ain't got to be about fuck the government either. Like I got those tracks for you, but I've got a lot of stuff, man, that's very emotional, you know, because that's how it is. We're all connected, you know, emotionally, man, to the earth and God and all that. So
that's like we were saying earlier,
that's important to talk about too.
Just like we were saying earlier, like, I mean, it's about what you're saying too. Like, truth is not just like you said, fuck the government or Bigfoot or truth is actually who am I as being a person? How am I compassionate? My empathy, like things that we can build on. And I think people need to realize that as well. Truth is more than just uncovering corruption or finding that there's aliens exist. Truth is within ourselves to really make ourselves a better person. And that's what we're constantly here to do. But fuck the government.
I feel you, bro. But fuck them too.
Yeah. All right. I think, you know, that's going to put a wrap on. I think you guys will be really entertained in to round out this year. And we're going to come hard, man. With it. Like we said, man, they may have nuked the one channel. We're growing the other channel. Don't forget to follow on Operation Kill the Mockingbirds on Instagram. But it's still Kill the Mockingbirds on Telegram. If you want to go over there, I have a lot more videos. I'm also double posting because I'm like, you never know. This Instagram, they're going hard again, you know. So they may nuke me. But so you'll continuously find us. And if you ever want to contact us and you can find us on Instagram or on Telegram or anywhere, just go to killthemockingbirds@gmail.com. Soon, I promise, by the end of this year, the website will be up enough that you can email me there. But you know what I mean? We're still working on that, working on some clothes. Don't forget to follow Joel at Van_Tesla_. That's on TikTok and IG. And shit, you know how we do it here. We're going to play out Shut Up and Drive. So wake the fuck up. I'll get woke the fuck up. All right, we out.
I love you, Jen. Call me later.
near. Away from enemies, from revenge, be near. To avenge my peers, I confess my sins right here. When a pelican swim and a great white fly, aboard Noah's Ark and enjoy that ride. But the Matrix don't care, we enjoy cloud nine. 6-3 Nicola, no order particular. DeLorean dreams of the crack cell, but we know the crack gon' sell. So if it's a variable, don't work well. I wasn't here when Reagan was a cartel. Push a bar, do I rap, do I sing, do I preach, I don't know. Do I lack anything via love, no I don't. But we gotta be a warrior too, cause that's just what warriors do. Baby, you cannot fool me with the eye. You get them every single time. I tell them shut up and try, try. Baby, you cannot fool me with the eye. You get them every single time. I tell them shut up and try, try. Staring up at Olympus, Titans peer back at pretentiousness. It's vintage, new Babylon built on contentiousness. Clash on the road to Rome. We're gladiators who broken, but ain't no breaking us all. Yeah, they just wanna take the air. I ain't caught down low to air. Support the chopper, I'm a rebel like Hera. Double helix, intravenous with Jesus, I'm a chimera. Looking at these golden years flying by fair force. They cutting it off of the food too. Analytics they used to recruit you. War's a painting that sets on your son too. They don't want the individual, just a carbon copy. True spitting that man. Yeah, I'm talking saucy. All they wanna build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. Like a kamikaze, got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They wanna push me to the center like a cell. They wanna spin up at the center of the nexus, me. They want.